Do you like what we do? Well, let me introduce you to Friends of NEAR. This is a way for you to support the great work of NEAR Media Co-op, which we here at NEAR think will give friends and family the chance to actively support the community media work we just love doing. Joining is easy, and you can find out more at near.ie/friends or by email to friends@near.ie. There's a few T's and C's, but only a few. Promise. Go on. Let's be friends.
I am joined on the phone
by Sabrina Ryan for our usual Monday look at things. Sabrina, normally we take a light-hearted look at what has been going on for the previous week and over the weekend, but absolutely nothing light-hearted about the topic at discussion this morning.
No, absolutely nothing light-hearted about it at all. To be honest, it left me personally reeling, to be quite honest, because as a young woman and as a woman, this is something that is it's very, very important to me, and it's something that I've always been very, very, very conscientious about, is the idea of, you know, when I was 25 years of age, the first thing I did was register with the cervical smear program and immediately got it done, despite the fact that, I mean, in other countries, they actually start these things a little bit younger. In Britain, for example, they start testing and doing smear tests at 23, and they're done on a slightly different basis. And it's something that I've always been very, very conscientious about doing. And it's quite shocking to think that perhaps, you know, we could be in a situation where a lot of people have had incorrect and inaccurate results come back. And I mean, from my own personal experience, I've had the situation where I've gotten the letters to say that something was abnormal. And having gone back and, you know, rechecked and retested, it came back that everything was fine. But it does leave me sitting in a position right now where I think, well, is it? And this is something that really, for a lot of women, they are really going to have to reassess the situation and think, okay, right, I need to get back there ASAP and get another smear test done and make sure that everything is fine, because this is so important for women's health. It is so important. It's something that will, it's vicious. Like, it's a very, very vicious form of cancer. And the idea that these results were coming back and they were giving incorrect and inaccurate results, it's terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying.
But Sabrina, outside of that, and I mean both you and I and any responsible person would encourage women to stick with that program and to go and have their tests and, you know, don't back away from the program because of this debacle. But,
well, absolutely. I mean, there's not really an alternative situation there for you. I mean, the alternative would be not having tests at all.
Can I put it to you, Sabrina, that, you know, we have human error and that happens everywhere. We all make mistakes, and the person who never made a mistake, well, there was only one of them ever and they nailed him to a cross.
Yes, we do.
The disgusting and the horrible and the frightening and the sickening thing about this was that people knew in authority in this country and didn't tell the patients, covered it up, hid it. That's the unforgivable. That's the criminal aspect of it.
Absolutely. I mean, I was just reading this morning an update. I think it was possibly the Independent, where they've said now that there's definitely 15 people who have died as a result of inaccurate results. And, I mean, accountability is very, very important here. I mean,
but Sabrina, you and I both know, Sabrina, that, and that you have just used the perfect word. You and I both know that when it comes to the upper echelons of power in this country, and irrespective of which department it is, we've seen it in justice, we've seen it with other departments, accountability is non-existent.
Absolutely non-existent. But, I mean, it's a big word. That what the hell does that mean to people who've lost their wives, people who've lost their mothers, people who've lost their sisters? You know, it's a situation where, and I was trying to quantify this in my mind this morning while I was coming to work, and I was thinking about, like, the idea of 12 or 15, 12 this morning when I was driving to work was the number I'd heard, and 15 later on. the number of people, the number of women who have, they have said they have died as a result of this error. I'm trying to think, like, you know, 12 women in a, out of a population of, you know, 4 million or 4.5 million people, divide that in two to get your women, we'll say, I mean, we're doing rough estimates here. It's a significant number, and they're the ones that we know of. I mean, how many women could be walking around currently at the moment with undiagnosed cervical cancer, but they've been told that everything is fine? It's absolutely petrifying. And I don't want to, you know, I don't want to cause any kind of panic among people, but, you know, the government has said that there will be a scheme to cover everybody who wants to get a smear test done to reassess their own situation. I mean, that's the least that that could be done in the situation. That's the very least. That's the smallest thing that they could be offering. I mean, I would expect that immediately. And they set up a helpline over the weekend. They received 2,000 phone calls to that helpline. I mean, people are extremely worried about it.
Yeah, and they set up a helpline, Sabrina, which for, I think, 5 or 6 hours didn't work.
Well, that's a whole other thing, isn't it? That's just another little aspect of that.
Sabrina, can you clarify something for me? And it's been bugging me since yesterday morning. The head woman in this particular section who was named by that unfortunate woman down in Limerick as the woman that she at whose door she laid the blame for this. In her statement, she said she was stepping aside. Now, does that mean that she hasn't actually stepped away from it? That she has only stepped aside pending an investigation? Or is she gone? I mean...
Well, I didn't hear the word stepped aside. I heard the word resigned. So that would suggest gone.
That would definitely suggest gone. Sabrina, can we open this out? And I appreciate that we're both kind of tight for time this morning because I've had a packed show and you're under pressure as well. And I just want to put this to you. There isn't a day goes by at this stage nearly where we don't see the HSE in the court, be it a child suffering from life-limiting disabilities because of something which was mishandled at birth, be it a misdiagnosis like we saw the other week. They're in the High Court every day of the week spending taxpayers' money, right? Now, the question I would ask is, are the HSE at this stage fit for purpose?
I mean, that's a very, very big question. I mean, we need some kind of health service, you know, so whether it, I mean, whatever name you call it, it's kind of irrelevant. You know, whether, I mean, we had, when I was a kid, there was the health board. I mean, it's the same job that's going to be done at the end of the day. I mean, if you decide, right, let's disband that, sure, you still need to put something in there. So,
yeah, and I know the argument is constantly made, you can't service the 747 when it's in flight. Sabrina, this is something which is going to run and run, and I know we won't be talking for the next couple of weeks because next Monday is the bank holiday and I'm on holidays the week after, so I would presume that we might be in a clearer position to shed a bit more light on this come 2 or 3 weeks. One question, are we getting closer to an election?
At the moment, this would be an absolute disastrous time for an election to happen, considering that, you know, we're going to be going to the polls in about 26 days anyway. But yeah, there's a lot of, to be honest with you, I can't see this moving towards an election. I'm assuming this is in reference to the coin toss between the two politicians to decide who got the job.
Yeah, I mean, that is unbelievable. Like, does it not, to you and to me, smack of that they're demeaning the office?
Well, the first time I heard it, I genuinely thought it was a euphemism. I thought it was some kind of analogy for, you know, that somebody was using a lighthearted way of describing how they were dealing with the job and how they were dealing with the shifting in the position. And I genuinely thought that that was just a throwaway remark. And then I heard it again, and then I heard it again, and then I heard it again, and I said, no, they didn't actually, did they? I know. And it really doesn't give anybody kind of any kind of faith in these offices and these jobs and these positions. And I think it's the only purpose that serves is to give people a further and deeper mistrust of the political establishment at the best of times anyway. So it's ridiculous is the only way to describe it.
Sabrina, listen, thanks a million for joining me. It has been a pleasure, and it was a tough Monday. I think it's one of the toughest Mondays we've had since we started these little chats. But I do appreciate your input. Thanks, Sabrina.
Thank you very much, Sonny.